Good morning, folks. It's time for Democratic Perspective, brought to you by the Verde Valley Independent Democrats, a weekly talk show about political issues facing the Verde Valley, Sedona, Northern Arizona, and the nation at large. Join us for a stimulating, thought-provoking discussion. You'll get the facts as we focus on the real challenges facing Arizonans. Welcome to Democratic Perspective. I'm Steve Williamson. Here with me today is my co-host, Mike Cosentino. I realized on an earlier program I referred to him as my co-hope.
I kind of like that.
Oh, Mike, I'm sorry about that. But co-hope or co-host, here he is. Well, much has happened in the last few weeks since we started talking about the Republican Ryan plan to replace Medicare with this voucher program for folks under 55. Support for the plan has collapsed in Congress, and at least temporarily, Republicans have taken it off the table.
Yeah, we're calling this the death of the death of Medicare.
Yeah, it's the death of their Medicare plan because it really didn't go over. It wasn't just Democrats. It's just Republicans hated it, too.
Republicans, Democrats, Independents, and now the Republican congressmen, the whole congressional representatives are running for cover. They even sent a letter. I love this. They even sent a letter to President Obama asking him to have Democrats not criticize the Republican Medicare plan that they had just voted for. They say, the freshman Republicans say, that they're scaring people. But the truth is that the plan is scary for people 55 and over if you're not rich, 55 and under if you're not rich.
Yeah, and I think as we were saying, it's not even that the Democrats really dug in and opposed this thing. There's also Republicans and Independents. I mean, truly hated the plan when they found out what actually was. It took a while to figure out what it was. Anyway, these are the same congressional representatives, freshman congressional representatives, Mike, that ran a truly phony scare seniors campaign in 2010 about the president's proposed cuts to Medicare costs by limiting overcharges of some Medicare Plus plans. It wasn't really that big a deal, and they spread the phony death panel claims that so many people believed. The hypocrisy is mind-boggling, but I suppose we should just not be surprised.
Yeah, the hypocrisy, exactly. An example, calling it a scare tactic to tell folks that the voucher program that they proposed would transfer costs directly to them. That's not a scare tactic. The truth is not a scare tactic. But that's exactly what it would do.
But the seniors would be scary, Mike.
Well, yeah, that's true. The truth is often scary. And here's the truth. Seniors would pay more. The Republican Ryan Medicare plan is terrible. And although it may appear dead for now, I think you just said this, they plan on it's going to make a comeback wearing a new suit of rhetorical clothes. I like that. I wish I had made that up. Republicans promise that it will be back. Our local CD1 guy, Paul Gosar, a Tea Party favorite, voted to replace Medicare. He voted for this plan. He voted to replace Medicare with a voucher plan, a plan that shifts the costs to older Americans, just as they retire and have less money.
Yeah, that's the kind of representation he's providing Northern Arizona in Washington.
It pays to think about some of these political ideology guys, these guys that are really, they have these strong political ideologies, they're anti-government candidates, like Gosar. And think about what they're actually going to do when they get to Congress.
Yeah, for Paul Gosar, like a lot of the freshman Republican class in Congress, it's all about ideology. If you hate government, you know, and you scapegoat it for all our problems, and you believe government can never do anything right, it follows that you end up voting to take people's Medicare away and hand the money to private insurance industry that's already making massive profits. The facts don't matter. For example, Medicare's administrative costs are a mere 3%, while private insurance companies spend 15 to 20% on administrative costs. If we'd done what Paul Gosar wanted, we'd be shifting money from a reasonably efficient single-payer federal system to an inefficient private sector way of providing insurance.
But you're right. The facts don't matter to Gosar. Now, we're here criticizing Paul Gosar for his political actions, not his personality. But the ability to say things in a mild manner and pleasant way doesn't mean that your political actions are not extreme. There's nothing wrong, by the way, with having your political ideology inform your political decisions. That's a lot of politicians operate that way, unless it is wrong if you take it too far and you lose contact with quite frankly, the facts, and you lose contact with real people and your, what the impact of your legislation is having on real folks.
Yeah, I mean, the legislation would really hurt folks in northern Arizona. People really do not really need Medicare. They really do not have enough money to go playing around with these private insurance programs in the last years of their life. It just it would not work. Becoming as extreme as Paul Gosar is politically lose contact with what we call the ground of American politics, and that's our traditional American pragmatism. It's served us well, really. We've gotten lost at times. We've had periods like the McCarthy period in the 50s, but we've always come back to ourselves. There's also an American tradition, and I think it's a good one, of being skeptical about government and politicians and political parties. We don't worship the state here. You can see in foreign countries like Germany what kind of problems that caused. But skepticism and a critical eye about government is not the same thing as wearing hate government ideological blinders, where all you see is your ideological beliefs reflecting back to you, wherever you look. It's like staring at yourself in the mirror rather than seeing your friends and colleagues.
Very, very, very poetic. I want to get to this President Dwight D. David Eisenhower quote. Republican president, fiscal conservative, and he believed in limiting government probably more than most Democrats might. But here's what he said in a letter to his brother. Should any political party attempt to abolish Social Security, unemployment insurance, and eliminate labor laws and farm programs, you would not hear of that party again in our political history. There is a tiny splinter group, of course, that believes that you can do these things. Among them are a few Texas oil millionaires, an occasional politician or businessman from other areas. Their numbers is negligible and they are stupid, said President Eisenhower, who was then, now he'd be a radical left-wing Democrat, but he was a political conservative.
I don't think he could have run in the Republican Party if he, with his politics today. He wouldn't have a chance to get out of a primary.
Well, and his statement here would be wrong. He underestimated the pure power of money. People like the Koch brothers with massive amounts of money. And we keep hearing from these people again and again. Nowadays, the Republican Party has moved so far right, every time Republicans get the upper hand electorally, I mean, they get a House of Congress or the White House, then we go through a period. We go through this period of attacking Social Security, attacking Medicare, other social programs. They didn't want to extend the unemployment benefits last year.
Yeah, I don't think Eisenhower could have imagined that the Texas millionaires have become Texas multi-billionaires and that they built an elaborate web of what we call AstroTurf organization. That is phony grassroots organization.
Yes, good. That's kind of one of our other points this morning. That we want to get to that that Gosar sent out. Gosar didn't send out.
No, it was the postcard we got. Mike's got it in his hand.
Yeah,
One side of it is filled with pictures of really, really happy seniors with their thumbs in the air, presumably tremendously excited by the fact that Paul Gosar has voted to get rid of Social Security for a lot of younger seniors or seniors on the way. I don't know what to say about it. It's sent out by a group. That calls itself the 60 Plus Association. 60 Plus Association is not a real group of seniors. It's a pretend group of seniors. It's funded by the pharmaceutical industry, particularly the big pharmaceutical companies. Been funded by them for a couple of decades.
Hold on, I want to tell them a little more about the card. We got the seniors with all their thumbs up. We got the stethoscope in the shape of a heart. And then it has the talking points on the back. The first talking point, which, you know, is you can't argue with, is waste is dramatically reduced.
Yeah, I mean, we're all against waste in government programs. The thing is, if you're worried about waste, you hire a cop. You basically hire investigators if you're worried about waste in Medicare. And you come up with the right computer programs to audit the programs, particularly from large providers. You can catch these guys. In fact, they caught a bunch of them recently. So the Ryan plan just doesn't have anything to do with waste reduction.
The second talking point is current Medicare recipients are protected. No changes for folks 55 and older.
Okay, Mike and I have been talking about this. This is what we call the bribe. And the bribe is basically, look, you're going to be able to keep the good Medicare if you're 55 or older. Just let us cut the Medicare for younger folks. You'll be fine. You'll have the real thing, and they'll have the pseudo-voucher plan. It didn't work. Older seniors just really didn't buy that. I'm very proud of them for opposing this because it seemed like it was presented to them like it was their self-interest.
Third talking point. Sick and poor seniors would actually receive more money for Medicare coverage.
What they don't tell you is that the plan cuts Medicaid, which is what more poorer folks get, by $771 billion, 22% over the next decade by converting it to block grants. So whatever they're doing in Medicare, they're taking away with Medicaid.
You got any more on the 60-plus association, the AstroTurf?
Yeah, I mean, ARP has a thing. They said virtually all their largest contributions in recent years have come from big pharma. That's what us policy wonks refer to the pharmaceutical industry. They pretend to have a lot of members, but they don't show any income hardly from membership dues because there aren't a lot of members.
Right. Well, and it goes back to the political extreme. In Gosar's case, when you have this level of political extremism, it's just so easy to get separated from the people that you represent.
The postcard's revealing because this was sent out by Gosar's allies before they realized people would hate the program.
Think they'd like to take this back?
I think Gosar's probably not as thrilled that they sent this thing out reminding people what he did, because now people know what he did and Republicans know what he did. And they didn't like it. And to their credit, I will have to thank Republicans out there if you kicked back and protested this thing. Because it really isn't the right way to solve Medicare's funding problems. It's really it just isn't right.
Please, please, please check our website, www.vvid.org. That's Verde Valley Independent Democrats, where you can find the sources for all this stuff. What we got going next week?
We're going to have Celinda Lake. She's a famous Democratic pollster. It's a great program for Republicans to listen to. You find out what us sneaky Democrats are up to.
That's right. We're going to peek behind let them look behind the curtain.
Yeah. You'll find out whatever our plots are be right there
That's
in
right.
public. We're going to ask her how the Republicans got away with the death panel lie about social, about healthcare reform, among other things. And we're going to ask her, what else are we going to ask her, Mike? Just a general, how did they turn healthcare reform into this thing about big government when it's extending coverage to millions and millions, tens of millions of people, right?
Yeah. Well, yeah. I like all these strategy things. This is kind of, I find these people fascinating, you know, the James Carvilles and the Matlins and whatnot.
Next week, sneaky Democrats.
That's right.
Yeah, listen to it. You'll find out what we're trying
or
to
lack
do.
Thereof. Obviously, maybe we haven't been to.
We've got one other announcement. Former Congresswoman Ann Kirkpatrick will be speaking at the Democrats of the Red Rocks Breakfast on Thursday, May 19th at the Old Sedona Bar and Grill. Doors open at 8 o'clock. Program begins at 8:30. $11 covers the cost of breakfast and the gratuity for the staff. Old Sedona Bar and Grill, 8 a.m. this coming Thursday.
Gosar will be at the Grand Canyon, by the way, May 18th. If you want to have a chat with him about some of the things we may have talked about, he'll be there at 6:30 to 7:30 at the local Grand Canyon Airport. They call it the whole name of the facility is Grand Canyon Airport Aircraft Rescue and Firefighting Facility. It's up in Tucson.
Thank you for being with us. Check with us next week. Exciting program. You've been listening to Democratic Perspective, brought to you by the Verde Valley Independent Democrats, a weekly talk show focusing on the political issues facing the Verde Valley, Sedona, Northern Arizona, and the nation at large. Catch us every Monday morning after the 8 o'clock news, right here on AM 780 KAZM. It's beautiful out there, folks. Have a great day.